Yes, Danny boy, how are you, my boy?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good to see you again.
Actually, I take that back. Am I good?
I'm not sure.
Today has just been a dark day.
It's a whirlwind, isn't it, of emotions?
I did not see that coming today.
Well, I think you did.
Actually, you're right, I did.
I think you did see that coming.
I picked it. The cleaners didn't say it'd be this soon.
I don't think they even knew.
Well, they knew. They told me.
I don't think they knew it was coming that soon.
No, we didn't forecast it that soon.
What an absolute shabozzle, to be completely honest. I feel bad for Stewart.
It's handled pretty poorly, isn't it?
It's handled poorly. He deserves more, the big fella. But, good luck to
the boys up there.
And the boys.
You feel for the boys. You feel for your Dave Swallows up there.
You do.
Who've done the hard yards.
Do you ever speak with Dave Swallow?
Never.
Anymore?
No. The boys, very distant to me. I'm actually going up there in a couple of weeks.
Yes? Are you catching up with Dave?
No. I'll be in the captain's club, hopefully.
Did you actually get invited back?
I asked if I could come to a game.
Because, mate, people are going to, in all seriousness, they're not going to like you up there.
Well, they should like me, hopefully.
You've said some things, man.
We all say things, though. I stand by the things that I say.
Are you trying to rekindle the relationship?
No, fuck no. Not after today's efforts.
Oh, wow, okay.
I mean, no one backed in Stewie more than me.
Yeah. And just to give credit, context out there, sorry for anyone who hasn't
heard
the news.
Rock.
It did happen today, which tomorrow will be yesterday. But Damien
Hardwick is now the coach.
Damien Hardwick will probably be the coach. Mm. Stewie Dewey's left the Gold Coast Suns.
Mm. He left on his terms.
Yes.
He should have done that at me. Yeah. Just say, look, I'm not fit for this anymore. But I've got this tattoo on me that makes no sense anymore to anyone. And I need suggestions of what I'm going to do with it.
Oh, well, you didn't get the tattoo of me.
Well, the first thing that came to my head is getting your head over his, but in massive, a big, huge head with the front fade.
You want to get a front fade on there?
Yeah.
Sam Doherty wasn't happy with the front fade.
Wasn't he?
No, he wasn't happy with the front fade. Well, Doc, I don't looking at your front fade either. So that's it. Hey, Danny, let's get into the show because there's so much to get through, my friend. Sting it.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week. He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns.
All right, we've got a quick Apple reviews. You know we love our reviews, don't we?
Well, again, everything's highlighted here because Sam makes us read to
follow,
start.
Follow, podcast bell. That's actually annoying me how much we say that. But
the bell.
This one is a review from SBS.
No,
it's from Rex Hunt 162. The caption is SBS,
yes.
And it says, thanks for Dan's dad for putting me onto the SBS coverage of the Tour de France, also known as World Movies. Need to get the couch dry clean now, but all good.
Man. Tell you what, there's some bad memories coming back at this time of the year. Tour de France, the SBS, the image of just my dad on the couch when I went out for a water is just so firmly burned into my mind.
Does your dad listen to this show?
No, he doesn't, I don't think. Even if he does, he'd know what he's doing to himself.
So what's he going to say if he hears this?
He'd be out of breath firstly because the Tour de France is on.
He's
absolutely riding himself into the ground.
Oh, wow. Hey, recapping last week's episode, we obviously just went through the Apple reviews. We spoke about, in yesterday's, 2 days episode as well, we spoke about the number segment, my number segment.
Yeah.
It just went
gangbusters.
It went gangbusters. The Instagram
feedback?
blew up. They just said that's the best segment I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Any actual feedback?
Yeah, that's
the
what they said. They said this is legitimately the best feedback I've ever heard.
Really?
We've started something here. About trading players' numbers, and I think that we actually have to start calling them and asking them
if they want to get out of
there. If they're keen to do it as well.
Okay, cool.
You spoke about things that kept you up at night.
Yep, I did last week. We spoke about Chelsea.
Yes,
all Chelsea.
Yeah,
and of Chelsea's ladies' friends. Oh, I've had heaps of incidents there where I thought we were gonna 14 years old thinking things were gonna eventuate. I'm just saying I've had a few of those incidents, not just Chelsea. I did have another one during the week.
Yeah.
I went to my friend, for anyone who didn't listen last week, I have these weekly nightmares where, not even a nightmare, I just wake up in the middle of the night and I'm going
panicked
and just think about stuff for 2 hours. I had one during the week where I was at my friend Bill's house and I think I had like a couple of meat pies before we swam in summer, and then I swam and I had to go to the toilet, and I don't know what happened between pool and toilet, but I like pooed myself and it didn't seep through the board shorts level. It did hold in the jocks in my Rios.
When was this, by the way?
Summer, like when I was 13.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not yesterday, mate.
I got you. Yeah. Yeah.
So I've pooed my pants and the jocks, my Rios, I wore the Vs back then.
I wear them now.
The Vs have caught it. So what's happened is
they're like a wicketkeeper, aren't they? Yeah, they're like a wicketkeeper down there.
And because like it was fully like a bag of poo, so it wasn't like a little skid mark. It's like there's, I've got the runs, I've had two meat pies. It's like a nappy full of poo, and I can't flush that down a toilet. So Bill at his house had a bin. I don't know if you've ever been in your toilet.
Just like rolls, toilet like rolls stuff. Yeah, of course,
so I've chucked the Rios in there in this bin.
Just thinking, oh, no one will ever see them. They'll just go out with the trash.
And I had to stay at Bill's house, and I was having a sleepover. And I remember Bill's mum walking past the toilet because his room's opposite the toilet. And she's going, oh, is the dog pooed in here or something? I can smell like
there's Bella pooed in here. Man. This is disgusting.
And that just kept me up for ages. And I didn't go back to Bill's house ever again
after that. No, you probably didn't get invited back.
A Rio's full of poo in his bin. For his mum to handle.
That's disgusting.
So that was my last one I had last week.
So you thinking about that the other night?
Yeah, for a long time.
Can I tell you a funny story? This actually happened to a friend of mine in high school. He was a funny guy.
Mm.
And he was very funny, actually.
Let's say this friend, let's say his name was Dillo.
Dillo. And one night, he used to be, as all young men, are very silly. And he would, in the middle of the night, need to go to the toilet and do urination. And he never wanted to like get out of his bed, so couldn't be bothered. So what he'd do is he'd just go to his room, and he had ducted heating, like, you know, the little floor vents. And he thought that was just like outside, like that was just like an outside thing. And he would urinate down into the ducted heating.
That is so
just
cruel.
For like months and months on end. And they had to like fully the whole house just like smelt of urine, like therefore, and they had to like pretty much clean out their whole house, get like fully brand new ducted heating throughout their whole house, like thousands and thousands of dollars because he'd been pissing. And I think to this day, his parents still think it was like wombats down there, like urinating.
Cruel. What is this podcast?
I don't know.
How good is it?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
Thank you, man. I've actually got another funny one as well. This is actually me this time. It's more like what have you done as a young person that your parents like found out or you stuffed up as a young person?
Oh, man, yeah.
So I've just got a really funny memory was like when I was in high school and you know you go through that like rebellious stage and I was like got into like graphing, you know?
Sick.
And like you'd have like your Poskas and your spray and you'd hide them in your drawer. And I remember like one day like I was like, I've hid this in the best place ever. Like no one will ever find this. And got home and it was just like all laid out on my bed.
Oh, I found them all.
Mum would have just found them all and just laid, like never said anything to this day. Like I still never said anything about it, but it was just laid out on my bed. Like it was almost like, I know what you're doing.
Man, that reminds me of the time that my mum was cleaning my room. This one time I remember she found like a really stiff sock.
Oh,
like a super stiff one and left it on my bed and never said anything, but it was like a sign to say, hey, stop treating your socks this way. Because I have to clean them like 4 days, stiff, like so like a board.
Why do you just always take it that far? Oh, gee whiz.
And so then I just not going to go there, actually.
What did you do? What did you do with it? What did you do?
I don't want to say.
Oh.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is if you've had like an incident where you've just gone, now you look back on it, you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
let us know. I want to hear some weird stuff that you've done.
I did something once. It was so weird.
Don't you just think you always have this shit? Like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, oh, mate. Every day. No, I can't even say this one. So weird.
I've got another one where I once got a bad haircut. This is really therapeutic for me. I got a bad haircut and it scarred me, so I didn't go to hairdressers for like 6 years. So mum and dad are going, fuck, you haven't been a hairdresser in a while and your hair hasn't really got any longer. Yeah. Like, how are you doing this? It's like, yeah, that's fucking weird ass. Anyway, what I was doing, I was getting the scissors from the pantry and cut my own hair. And I was like, fuck, I can't get rid of this hair in the toilet because it's got to clog it up. I can't put it in the bin because mum's going to know. So what I did, I put it in a glad wrap bag and I hid it in one of my wardrobes. Anyway, mum again, enough that she found the stiff sock, goes in the wardrobe. She's like, honestly thought I killed someone. She's like, why have you got like 6 years worth of hair in this bag?
That's like go to a psych kind of
thing. Literally.
Sam, have you ever done anything weird as a young boy?
I stopped taking my epilepsy medicine and then I almost died.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That's good, man. You should try that again. Oh, no, it's too far. What is going on here?
So no one's ever had stiff socks or
what? No. What was the sustaining of...
Thought I was cured.
I thought it was better than it. Just went to a rave.
These are all coming to my mind right now, but there was this other time once where I was younger and I was like... had like this Nokia phone and it was like when you could just start recording things on your phone.
What is this?
And I remember, like, I'd go to my room and, like, pretend, like, sing as good as I could. Like, sing, like, as good as I, like literally, like, huh, baby. Like, I would, like, try to hit every single note. And I recorded all these songs. And then my sister went on my phone and found them all. And she was just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
We've all done that, though. We've all had that moment where we think, fuck, we can sing. Maybe if I sing to my phone and record it, might sound all right. Play it back, you're like, that's fucked.
Oh, shit. I got one more, actually.
Yeah,
one more.
This is great.
This isn't really a... it's not really like... Oh, it is embarrassing, but it's not that funny. Is when I was young, I... Remember when you had to have the home phone, you'd like call your girlfriend that you never spoke to in real life, but you'd just go and call them on the phone?
Mm.
And I remember one night, the first time I was sort of like allowed to stay at home by myself.
Gee.
So I went downstairs and ran a bath. And then like I went upstairs and was on the home phone. And I was just like chatting on the phone, not saying a word. And then like an hour later, I was like, I should go check on that bath. So I came downstairs and just, it was like pitch black. I like stepped down. I flooded the whole fucking house.
That's
like
fucked.
Everywhere, like the whole kitchen, like carpet, everything. And I remember going like, oh my God, like I'm home alone. Mum and dad aren't home. I don't know where my mum was. And I was like, I heard the front door. Okay, this happened all within like 5 seconds. I've just realised, I'm thinking like, what the fuck do I do? And I remember the front door open. I'm like, oh, please, just not my dad. Like anyone but dad. Like don't want dad to come home. And I've just flooded the fucking house. And he walks in and it's my dad. And he walks in and... He looks at me and like looks at like the flooded house and I'm like, oh, dad, I've had a mistake. And he goes, mate, I'm not angry. But what the fuck have you done? And just went absolutely off. And then like it was just me and dad just laying down towels downstairs. For the funny thing is I did it again.
That's great.
3 months' time.
What was the worst thing you did at school and got away with?
Oh,
I'll kick us off.
Yeah, go.
There was one afternoon, like everyone's at lunchtime and there was keys and like, what do you call the portables? And we were just like standing next to them. Someone's like, I reckon you could lock that. Just locked it, walked off. Next day, everyone gets called, the entire like senior school. And they said, there's been a woman locked in the portable for 4 hours yesterday afternoon in the heat. And she couldn't get out. She had to call someone from the window.
Oh no, that's bad.
That's her fault.
That's right, yeah.
Good, I like that.
We used to play handball. It's just so bad now I think about it. I'm such a fuckwit, an asshole. We used to play handball and there was a kid called Matty Wild. And sometimes you'd-
Probably doesn't want to be named, but I mean-
Let's just say his name's Matty Filed.
Okay, yeah.
And sometimes you'd go like Super Saiyan and do a huge bounce in their square, they're out.
Oh, yeah, love that.
But there was a gap in between like the roofs and the board sometimes, and I was doing Super Saiyan, it would go over onto the roof, and someone had to go up there. Only way up there is if you get boosted by someone. Anyway, I'm like, Matty Filed, you gotta go up there. I just got you out. Get up there anyway. He's got up there. And what happens is you get the ball, someone helps you back down. Boost you back down. So I've boosted him up there and I've left him up there. He's up there for 3 periods and he's like, I didn't want to rat you out to the teacher.
What a loyal man.
Matty Files is in the bully side of the roof.
What a loyal man.
Such an asshole. I'm sorry, Matty. That's so bad by me.
As long as you apologise and don't mean it. But, you know, we grow up. One more just to end on that was at the cafeteria back before times of, you know, plastic saucers and stuff. Mm. There used to just be a big communal sauce.
Mm.
And, you know, like the big saucers where like you, it's like a tomato ketchup, but like a 1 litre version, like a bottle, like the pump bottle.
Pump, yeah.
No, not a pump. It was a, you'd turn it over and squeeze. So it was a squeeze one. So what we do is like get our, mind you, we're in year seven at this time. Like this is ridiculous. And one of my mates, James Moxon, I mean, Mames Jockson, he would go up there, undo the lid so that as soon as people would come to put their sauce on, it would just completely just go all over their pie.
So one more.
Anyway. You got one more.
So my, I was actually.
I got one more.
The Matty Filed stuff sounds fucked up. I feel really bad about that, but you're trying to make friends in your school.
Yep.
Anyway, after. This is actually Matty Filed who sold it back to me. Oh, my God. So I was at the age where you're like, oh, I'm going to experiment with some drugs. I was like, boys, who can get me some, like, weed? Anyway, Matty Filed's like, I've got you. I've got you. No worries. And comes back with, after a weekend, comes back with this fucking pillow of what I thought was weed and gives it to me. And I go, mate, thanks so much. Not knowing how much is, like, too much or what to do with it.
Did you just smoke the whole bag? Or?
He gives it to me. He goes, so how was that stuff last night? Didn't try it. I was like, oh, man, fuck, I'm so high off it, eh? Anyway, again, this time my dad in the shed goes into the shed to get something out. He goes, why is there a bag of fucking grass in here? This big pillow-sized fucking thing of grass was just Matty Fowler's dad's grass clippings that he sold me.
Oh, my God.
It was fucked. I'm like, yeah, man, I was so stoned last night. Like, what do you do like when you're high?
Can we call him next week?
Yes, we actually should. Matty.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, let's get in the show. Recap. Yeah, sorry, we went there. Dan, you had a topic. Dan's back was a topic. Oh, you're sorry.
My back.
Your back was a topic.
Yes.
Mount Gosciuszko.
Big back.
Anyone up
big
there at the back. Moment?
Yeah, it's ski season. Winter's cold. It's the tough conditions back there. So the Blue
Any
boys.
Any more casualties?
Heaps of casualties. No one's actually made it at the top of Mount Gosciuszko. Heaps of casualties. The boys, the Blues boys, are there doing a weekly training camp up there.
Yes, and how's that going?
Hence the season turning around a little bit in the last couple of weeks. So back is looking really good. Really good. I mean, I'm into my fitness era. So I know you're not. You're eating too much food at the moment.
Me? Yeah. I had a burrito.
And you had Macca's last night.
I had Macca's. Oh, yeah. It's not good. That doesn't paint me in a good
light. I thought
you're
getting fit again.
That was from Dylan Scholesworth. I am getting fit again. I'm back. It just doesn't happen overnight, Dan. So I'm slowly getting there.
Okay.
But on the Mount Gosciuszko, our boy Shawnee, Tall Sean.
Yeah, Tall Sean.
He's not as tall as you, but.
Oh, head of design.
Head of design has made up a little graphic of Mount Gosciuszko.
It's really good.
Really cool. We'll share it with the audience and see if we should maybe put it on like on a frisbee or something.
True.
Yeah.
Yes. A bag of grass clippings.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
We spoke about return merch, which we're very, very keen about. Whisper Kai Crisp asked when the hoodies are out, when they're coming back. They are literally here. I reckon next week they'll be good to go.
Yeah. And you've got a cool hat.
No. Where is that hat?
We'll get it out. We'll show you guys the hat. Probably won't be released, but
we'll show you an unreleased hat that we will not be releasing.
Maybe put it to them to see if they want it out.
I don't think anyone would want this hat, which is absolutely terrible. We spoke about the sustainability campaign. Yeah. Yes, Tom's top and seesaw deal taking his fruit and veg out of the plastic bag, so it weighs less to save money. That's very Tom, I've seen that somewhere else. I think he's copied that off somewhere.
How have you recycled this week?
Oh, I have recycled this week. Yeah. Well, actually, no. I've recycled last week because mine comes every 2 weeks.
Oh, so you're just hanging on for dear life at the moment.
Yeah.
There's cardboard and
really
shit everywhere.
Crunching the cans down, putting them up.
Big raps on for me. Everyone's clapping me about my efforts to the bin man each week. Just going there and just booing them.
Yeah.
I have a new bin man, actually. He's very nice.
Yeah.
He takes the bin to my doorstep.
That's nice.
And I just push it over and I say, pick it up. Don't bring it to the doorstep. I had something about this. Oh, yes. You obviously did that to the kindness of your heart. Did you get paid?
No.
We don't know. No, we didn't. Just want to make it clear, I do have a wedding coming up. They're expensive.
So you're going to be doing a few posts coming up.
If I'm doing a few posts, just give it a like. Let's be really complimentary.
Yes.
Like all, we love the feedback.
Yes.
Let's say something positive, give me a compliment, and let's just move on. Let's get out of there.
Love it.
Cool.
I'll be doing that for sure.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, Dil, you
yes.
Last week you gave us some coverage of the NBA, some movements and stuff.
Oh, the NBA.
B. Smith said the NBA Summer League needs some coverage from Dil. So what's been your thoughts on the Summer League so far?
Summer League's good, man.
What's it good for?
It's good for summer, like getting out there in summer and just keeping fit. And it's good to, you know, unearth some talent that might not be getting the minutes.
Yeah.
On the court through
good.
The season.
Good.
So
that's good.
Yeah.
And who have you liked so far? I know you're a big fan of Wemby.
Oh, Wemby, man.
What's his full name again?
Wemby. Oh, it's Wemby is a very good player. He's got a lot of talent.
What's his full
He'll
name?
He'll
be
very
though?
Good for a long time.
Yeah.
So.
And what's like his build, do you reckon? Like
big. Give us a,
yeah.
Big.
How big are we talking?
Like 10 foot. He hit his head on the ring. Yeah. Big so boy. Big boy.
And his favorite skills or
shooting?
Anything? Shooting.
Dribbling.
Yeah. Nice.
Dunking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to be a good player for a long time.
Play?
So very excited. He plays in the NBA.
Yeah, but
so,
where?
Yeah, on the court. Yeah, so he's going to be a good player for a long time, which you're very excited about because he's going to be good with the NBA coming.
Mm.
Obviously, Jock Landale.
Yeah, he's
Houston.
Signed 33.
Houston Rockets.
I think he is. Yeah. $33 million.
And contract.
Patty Mills.
Patty Mills has been moving around a bit.
He has.
Been traded a few times.
He has, but he's actually bouncing around the league.
Yeah. Where's he landing at the moment? Because he's at Atlanta at the moment, yeah.
He's at Atlanta.
Atlanta,
well,
yeah.
Well, you knew that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons, where's he going?
Ben Simmons is playing.
Where's he playing?
He's back to Philly.
Fair enough. And the UFC was on?
UFC was on.
You watched that?
Good week. No, I actually did watch that. That was good.
Yeah. Week. Well, you saw a bit of yourself in that, I guess.
Well, I was actually thinking, people don't think I'm joking with this, but if I was fit and like strong at my peak, I would be a very good UFC fighter. Because I'm pound for pound, like the tough, really tough.
Wow. Could you fight him?
Yes.
You reckon? No. How long do you can actually last in the ring, like seconds wise? And you can run around and everything.
Like right now?
Like right now, you go ding, bell goes, and you can do a ladder run around and avoid him.
30 seconds.
Before he gets you?
Yeah.
Because as soon as he tackles you, you're fucked. Like it's just straight into an arm bar, break your arm.
Yeah, but I reckon Chad could run away for a while.
No, but you couldn't run away from me. I'd put you on a death roll.
Fuck, it'd be so scary getting in the ring and in an octagon, wouldn't it?
I'd be fine. I'll be fine with
couldn't
it.
Think of anything worse.
Oh, our subscriptions. We're talking about.
Let's get onto this, mate. Subscriptions.
This is serious. There's a lot of subscriptions out there. Subscriptions. I'm subscribed to fucking everything. I found out. I've been doing the bills
down on mine
lately.
Mate, I've got a young family.
Well,
I can't
cut down on mine because
stuff.
The bills were racking up, and I was thinking to myself, do I need Hulu? Probably not.
You know what's on Hulu?
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
No, Dave. Do you know Dave?
Dave Portnoy.
No. Lil Dicky.
Oh, yeah, Lil Dicky.
You know Lil Dicky, the rapper? He's got a show called Dave.
Lil Dicky, they're Baker's Delights. Oh, they're Little Dillies, that's right.
So what have you cut down on?
Hulu's gone. Amazon Prime's gone.
Don't talk about Amazon Prime like that.
Netflix is almost gone. It has a week turnaround.
Yeah.
And Apple TV is in.
Yeah, okay, so I need to get back on Apple TV. I cut Stan.
Stan's gone.
Binge.
Binge gone.
I'm off them at the moment. Netflix... The thing that I think that's happened at the moment is we're so fucking spoiled for choice now. It's too much. There's too much content out there and we never decide. It's like you scroll for ages and you never end up picking anything. Mm. Whereas, do you know like when you're watching free-to-air TV or like you're away and there's something on telly and you're sort of halfway through it and you're like, oh, I'm just going to watch this.
Just let it
fly. You'd never choose to watch it if it was a choice.
Mm.
So hear me out on this. Like I reckon Foxtel had nailed it maybe like 3-4 years ago when they had the movie channel and things were just playing.
Mm.
So you'd go on the movie channel and there was like shows playing, they were scheduled, but you could also go back and start it from the start on demand. That was the best. So I reckon what I'm saying with Netflix is Netflix should have like 5 things automatically playing that you can start watching. And then if you want to go watch it again, you can just watch it from the start. That.
Foxtel used to have the 2 hours later channels as well.
Yes.
That was awesome.
That was great. Yeah, Fox 8 and then Fox 8
remember that?
Plus
like
2.
You'd be catching the first, you'd watch like the second half of a movie then go back and watch the first.
Yeah, love that. Yeah. That was very good, very good.
See, that was my, I thought I'd do that one for you. Oppenheimer and Barbie movies come out in a few weeks' time at the same time. Hell. Which one are you seeing? That's a question for all. I am really excited for the Oppenheimer one. I actually don't really know what it's about, but it's a Christopher Nolan movie, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, it's about the guy who made the atomic bomb.
Hiroshima, yeah, right.
Hiroshima. I'm not going to watch either of those.
Okay, you're not going to watch Barbie.
Barbie does nothing for me. I'll tell you what I do need, someone out there. I need Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah, I saw Anna wanted them.
Because Anna did request something for me for a wedding gift. The first one was Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah.
The second request was a circumcision. Just.
That's strange.
Yeah. So I'm 31.
33.
So I know you normally get those when you're a kid and they heal pretty quickly. You don't really know what's going on, but probably not able to bounce back at 33 with a circumcision. So there's not a lot wrong down
there.
So
what's more gettable for it? Like what do you think's more?
Fuck, probably a circumcision.
Yeah, at the moment.
It's more achievable for her. So on the wedding night, I'm just going to show what I've got and see if there's going to be a circumcision or Taylor Swift tickets. I think.
You're not well.
So let's avoid that. If we can get some tickets, that'd be good because the other ones.
I don't think you're going to get any tickets, man. It's pretty.
No, I can. I have to.
Literally every person in Europe at the moment, though, hey, they copied you. You went to Europe first. How was that?
I set trends.
Yeah.
You know, I go to Europe and all of a sudden everyone is in Europe. It's just, I'm a bit of a trendsetter is what I'm finding out about myself this season.
We should actually wait and see if anyone in Europe is listening to the pod as well.
Yes.
And if they've got any sort of people who over there or encounters of any list cloggers or.
Because Prime Train's over there at the moment and he took a break as well from social media. He, seriously, to his credit, he took a break from social media. He said, look, it's getting too much for me. Just went to lunch and came back. So that was good. He went and played for 2 hours.
Really?
He put up this really I love Prime. I'm actually mates with him. I've seen him around.
He's a good guy.
Needed a break. Was like, he looks too much. I'm not playing footy. I need to get out of here. Like, I'll be back. Had lunch. Came back 2 hours later and said he's back. So sometimes you need to go to Europe to freshen it up.
So he's in Europe for a day.
No, he traveled to Europe and was like, I'm out. I've got to go. Rah, rah. Put up this post about how his injury and creating content has been a long journey, which I can respect. And then just literally went for two hours to lunch and came back. It's like, yeah, had to work out.
Okay.
I was like, okay, sweet. So we're back.
Hopefully he's had a good break.
True.
How are you going with your golf clubs?
Not good. Don't have any golf club sponsors. I am considering going to Moorgreens if the offer is right. I'm open to negotiations of being the first More Greens Golf sponsored player.
What would you need from me?
I know my expectations at the moment are high.
Yes.
You know they're high.
Yes.
Talking clubs, bag, balls, clothing, golf cart. You want balls as well, yeah? All I'll ask
you. You like balls, yeah? You want balls?
I'm asking at least entry level, let's get a free 6 golf balls.
Okay.
Is that in the wheelhouse?
I reckon I could get you some clubs.
If you can get me clubs, I'll be the first More Greens golf sponsored player.
All right. What's your space? Another event coming up too, actually. I've just decided after no, like I'm just right wanted to. Yeah, just right then I think I'm going to do one.
Love that.
Which is good. How's Sippy going?
Sippy's good.
Yeah?
Good. Yeah, we are.
You in the green?
No, red. Go red everywhere. Red everywhere. It's lighting up red. No, we're good.
But is the red sort of chewing back up to the green?
Getting darker. It's like it was list cloggers red. Now it's like blood red.
Okay.
Like really darker.
Yeah.
So we're hemorrhaging, which has been good. But remember to keep getting out there and grab that. We're in big retailer in October, I think.
Yeah. Does that help when people go and buy it? Or does it just make a small dent in the...
It makes things easier when they buy it. It makes the red just a little bit. So I think every six pack you buy, every carton you buy, we'll slowly get back to the green. So think of it as a ladder, everyone, and your purchases. Think of me as like a sponsored child.
Yeah.
Okay. When you go to Sippy, you're sponsoring me, essentially. Okay. Do you have a spare $14, $15, $16? Yeah, I do, Gods. All right, then. We'll fuck off down to Vintage Sellers and buy some. Okay. That would be very nice. Oh. This is actually, I actually have something to pick your brains on.
Yes.
Hot chips.
Yes.
I had Nando's on the weekend. Avoided the food poisoning.
Nando's, they're few and far between at the moment. Well, I feel like they're hard to find.
They've had their issues with food safety in the past.
Oh, what happened?
I think I've said this before. Nando's this is not an actual study, so don't come for me, Nando's, but it's like one of the most likely foods to get food poisoning from. Chicken obviously being one, but the way they cook it, so there's that. But their chips are unreal.
That's a lawsuit.
I was literally thinking just how much I want to get Nando's some now. Like those little chicken ribs. Remember those?
Yeah.
So their chips are unreal, which made me think about where are the best chips. KFC, your best ones. Betty's Burgers. Have you had those?
No, I don't like those.
Too thin.
No. Actually, no, sorry. Betty's Burgers I like. You know what chips I really don't like? You know the ones that are like literally a potato? You can see the skin on them and stuff. They just taste too...
They're Betty's.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Macca's wait in the car park for hot chips to come out.
I like soggy Macca's chips.
Oof, yuck.
Bell's Hot Chicken.
Where's Bell's?
There's a few around.
Is there? Love that. I want to know where the best hot chips are because I'm going to try them all.
Yeah, let us know, everyone, where you think they should be. But I like KFC because they're a bit soggy.
And salty.
McDonald's are obviously quite good as well. KFC, Nando's, I'm not massive on, to be completely honest.
So what's the top three?
I went KFC, Nando's, and then McDonald's, but have to be hot. Like, you wait, hey, is there chips on? There is no, I'll wait for the hot ones, thanks.
Yeah, okay. Mine would be, on that list, would be KFC. But if I go to KFC, I'm just going there for the chips. Like, I don't get
not
anything
else. Not a twist
else.
Or anything?
Yeah, no, just chips. McDonald's, I love those chips. And then...
And Happy Meals.
Yeah. Third, I actually would go like, there's this just fish and chips.
McCain.
Yeah, McCain, you've done it again.
McCain.
All right.
Notes
for deal.
Read by Dan. Cooper Ward, you never answer my notes.
What does that mean?
Don't know. Maybe you should look.
Does that mean messages?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. I will look at those, Cooper. My friend, I'm very sorry about that. I will look that up.
The joke was that you're answering that one.
Oh, God. You got facialed. Absolute facial, Buckley.
Apologies.
Connor Lee, thoughts on Ginnivan's new Golden Retriever?
I love the Golden Retrievers. As you know, Dan, I retracted my statement on them, and I just hope that he's a good owner, which I'm sure he will be. I hope that he trains his Golden Retriever. I'm sure the name's Cooper or Tilly or something along those lines.
We'll get him on. Traveling with Get This Bloke Off.
No,
traveling
don't.
With Justin.
No,
piss
I
him
like
off.
Traveling with the,
piss
Justin.
Him off.
Don't.
Traveling with Justin. Pack your bags and get on the roof. There's a fucking four square ball in there.
Oh, no.
Amazon Prime Day tomorrow. How are you going to deal with all the boxes?
I'm sure I'll come home and Juz will just have deliveries left, right, and centre.
I bought something today off there.
What'd you get?
A Carhartt dog thing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
With your dog.
Don't you dare start in the Cavoodle community.
With your dog.
We'll eat you alive.
If there's only one dog worse than the Golden Retriever,
no,
it's a Cavoodle.
No. Drew Gardner, are you guys trying to take away the grand final breakfast from North Melbourne and the ball?
Yes, to be completely honest.
We put something up. What's the go? Was that just a...
No, it's looking good.
Okay, we'll do something. So watch your space on that. Peter Eaty.
Eight.
Will you be having another More Greens Golf Day? You've said yes.
Funnily enough, yes. I just decided the other day that we will be.
Cool. It's summer or...?
Yeah, I haven't thought that far ahead yet, but I would definitely be doing one.
Cool. Sam Deegs, what are yours?
You guys want a sponsor?
No.
Sippy?
Yes. Yeah, we will. We'll talk. Yeah. Yeah, we will put it on.
It's very expensive.
No, it's not. I know. You know I don't have that money for it.
No, trust me.
Sam Deegs, what are yours and Dan's favourite night of the week? Talk us through why in detail.
That's a great question.
Fuck, man. It's a great question. Oh. What's my favourite day of the week? Monday, because I know everyone hates it. And then I get that dog in me. When I wake up on a Monday, everyone goes, oh, Monday. I go, fucking dog in me going off. It's that dog going off.
It's interesting. So is that just because you're so motivated for the week and hungry and driven?
Normally hungover. Yeah. Got to do something in my life. Normally extremely hungover.
That's a really good question. I'd say my favourite night of the week. Oh, this is a really hard question.
Mine's Thursday.
Well, I was going to say Thursday as well, but I'm going to change mine now.
Thursday's the new Fridays.
Because it's just before the weekend. The weekend might be a letdown, but Thursday's just got so much.
You know, promise. Tomorrow's your last day and you're ready to, yeah.
So you guys live for the weekend. Not me. Not me. Nah, man. Live for today. Tomorrow isn't promised.
That's a good point, man.
You live for the weekend?
Yeah.
You work this hard and live for the weekend. I feel sorry for you.
Well, I agree, man. I'm all about the
people
grind.
Work a Monday to Friday to ride themselves off on a Saturday and Sunday. I feel pity for.
Me too, man. Appreciate that, brother. I'd say my favourite is, honestly, if you don't have a shit week ahead, if there's like a good week ahead, you're excited. I reckon a Sunday night, winter, raining. Oh, at home and you're just on the couch.
And you just shaved up.
And you're just shaved up, ready to go for a big week.
Yeah.
You're shaved up to play up. Yeah. And you're just sitting there with your front fade.
Nothing better than just shaving down. I've shaved down recently. Shaving down and putting your trackies on and just going, everything's itchy. It's all itchy in here. I'm just lining myself up. I've got ants in my pants. Finn Broadbent, why isn't your handicap below 15?
Last question on the day is, do you guys have a meal that you do every night? Sorry, every day. Mm. Let me ask this question again. Do you have a meal that you align with a night of the week?
Thursday night junk food night.
That's not a cuisine.
No, I know.
I know what you mean. It's good. Yeah. It's good.
Oh, like a certain
like
meal.
As in, I'm talking like pasta Tuesdays, fajita Fridays.
Well, isn't like Parma Thursdays?
No, that's what I'm saying for you. Do you have one?
Nah, nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, because I reckon I didn't know if I had one or not, but I feel like every Friday night we always get pizza.
Yours is Sunday burn eggs day.
Literally, great call, Sam. Another facial.
He really liked that
That's
one.
That's great. On a sad day, when I do let myself go, because, you know, the body's a temple and I'm driving a Ferrari around here, I'll go to Macca's, large double quarter pounder meal, 10 nuggets, cheeseburger on the side, thick shake and Coke.
You really, when you eat, you really like.
When I go for it, man, like, you know I don't eat in front, I've never eaten in front of you.
No, you don't. He never does.
No. Finn Broadbent, why isn't your handicap below 15?
It's not. It's 16.9 at the moment.
Mm.
I'm thinking about getting some lessons, like buying a 10-pack and just going, like, I'm not going to play until I just get 10 lessons.
You're handing your cards in, aren't you?
Well, I use MyScore. It's an app.
How do we know if that's legit? No, I'm just asking if you submit them or not.
Are you cheating?
Is your partner signing or are you signing on your partner's behalf?
My partner signs it.
Oh, yeah, I do actually, Sam.
What are you trying to suggest?
Nothing. I'm just saying, I'm asking you a serious question. Are you putting your cards in? Yes, no, you've said yes.
Well, obviously, to get my handicap, I need to be putting cards in, mate.
Don't need to prove yourself
but
to
you
me.
But you came at me on the weekend. No. You said that I'd played somewhere. You're accusing me of playing somewhere and not handing a card.
There was an allegation you played at Melbourne Park.
Melbourne Park? What the fuck? Where's Melbourne Park?
You played at Royal Melbourne and didn't hand it in. I just brought it to you. I didn't say it myself.
But I didn't.
Well, no, we don't know that, do we? Mitch Walter, you keep saying the AFL is corrupt, but technically you work for the AFL with a knockoff show.
I've never said that.
You're employed by him and you keep saying they're corrupt.
I've never said that. That's great by you, Mitch. Mitch, don't shut the fuck up.
251 Logan, thoughts on the trade with Paddy Mills?
That's a good trade. We were talking about it earlier.
We were, and you were happy with it. Brock Aston, I think you'd look good with inked sleeves.
Thanks, man. I thought about it a fair bit. keen to explore that. If anyone's got any suggestions of tattoos, let me know.
Sweet.
Notes for Dan read by Dill Charlie Stenvers. Does Sippy actually taste like horse piss? I live in WA and I've never tried it.
Thank you, Charlie. Everyone's got different taste buds. Some say horse piss, some say nectar of the gods, some say garbage, some say shit. So
the underlying is...
It's a great beer, which one day one of these big dogs will come, here's a check, piss off. And I'll say, thank you, enjoy the horse piss.
Will you be in the green then?
No, I'm so far and I'm down bad. Like, that will not get me out. I'll still owe them.
Zach Ross, what are the back exercises you've been doing to build the mountain?
Thank you, Zach. Seriously, I've been doing a lot of weighted chins.
Yeah.
Really firing up the death run, because I've got the death run on the left and then I've got the baby kangaroo run on the right.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, the right's a bit more safer. Still have some deaths on there.
Yeah, right.
Like last week, a six-year-old kid said, I'm going for a run. And he went down the kangaroo run, broke both legs. Both legs.
Yeah.
We have a lawsuit about that.
Okay, I can imagine. So, I'll
bend over row as well. It's good for the back.
Yep. Mm. No, it's good. Dylan Thompson, are the Tour de France going to try climb Mount Kosciuszko, or is it too dangerous because of its rocky, bulbous terrain?
That's another good question, Dylan. So the Tour did ask me to go there for leg 20.
Yeah.
Essentially, it was going to happen. They would have finished the leg before, 250 Ks. I would have, for the next leg, I would have laid back, and they would have all just tried to got my back. But we just decided this year the conditions weren't right, and it's probably a bit too dangerous. So
That's fair. That's good by you.
Yeah, I didn't want to ruin the tour.
Because you could have checked in on that as well, like cashed in on a few sponsors.
That was, I don't do that. Nah. I do it with the kindness of my heart when I do those deals.
Caleb Ladder, my girlfriend knows you as the guy from TikTok, and I hate that.
Mm.
Do you prefer to be the guy from TikTok or the guy from Big Brother or the guy from the Gold Coast Suns?
Not the guy from Big Brother. Not the guy from Big Brother. The guy from Dan Does Footy.
Wasn't a thing though. Was that, what's your most like?
Even the TikTok guy's a bit grim.
What's your most preferred?
There's a lot of people on TikTok that don't think I've spoken a word. Like a lot of Americans who don't know do here.
The following of that account, which is at what now?
8.3 gazillion.
Can you see where the most people are?
Yeah, it's America. America and I think it was Taiwan or something.
Really?
I'm big in Taiwan. They know me, the Taiwan. South Africa, not so big.
Ronick, was big. Best pickup line you've ever heard or used?
My name's Goz.
No.
Use that one. Pickup line, if you've heard used. Best pickup line you've ever heard used. I would not know how any pickup lines. It's been a long time since I've been in the game. I wouldn't know how to pick up anyone except the footy. Sorry, Ronnie, I've got nothing for you.
Darcy Obst. Dan, what's your address?
Ignore, skip, not getting it. I made that mistake once before.
Gracie Smith, what's the go with no armpit hair, girl?
Yeah, no hair.
So and you don't have no armpit hair?
I do a little bit. It's not super
going
thick.
Back to the embarrassing stories as kids, I reckon when I first started getting armpit hair, I shaved it off. And like, I have like bulk armpit hair. I reckon it grew back like 10 times thicker.
I wanted a snail's trail so bad when I was growing up. Snail's trail. Yeah, and what was that one? No armpit? Yeah. Oh, yuck. No armpit hair. Also, no eyebrows.
Yeah.
Half eyebrows.
No, you hardly notice that.
Yeah, thank you. It's good.
Brayden Ferguson, good to see your lungs are still intact.
Thank you. I haven't had a cigarette since I last lost to, I think we lost to Essendon. So it's good that the boys looking after me and not losing. The old lungs are thankful for it.
All right, question from the pet specialist here, Louis McKenna. Shout out to him. Message too long, so I'll send it here. Hi, Rory Thompson.
No.
Each home game Port have a fan sprint at quarter time and the top three times make a final in round 24. I'm the current leader and have locked my place in the final. If I win, I want you to decide how I should celebrate in front of 40K at Adelaide Oval. Cheers.
Unreal. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
That's great. So he's lightning.
Louis McKenna, pet specialist.
How's he going to celebrate it? How would he celebrate it? How are you going to celebrate that?
I don't know.
What does he get? What does he win? What does he win?
40,000. Oh, 40, no, sorry.
No.
I don't know what he wins.
Maybe there's an opportunity for a sippy.
Oh, my God, yes. We'll get sippy tattooed
get
on your
chest. Get
him to
wear a sippy t-shirt under it and he pulls it up at the end.
Yes. All right, Louis, we'll talk. I want to see. We'll get an update on that and we'll watch it. As well, come
around.
Let
us know how you go with that, Louis. I'm actually
Louis.
Excited to see.
I like that.
All righty, Crazy Dad Stories. Let's get into it. Before we start with the Crazy Dad Stories, we got a question from Paddy Sheehan. Could you guys tell us a Crazy Dad story? Well, I actually told one before of when I flooded the house.
Yes. You did. I have one.
You
one? About Mark, other than SBS. We used to bowl, we used to play a lot of cricket in the summer. And obviously every old man and their son or even their daughter would make the swinking where we were just swinging viciously with some heat.
Never
so
got to do
Dad that. Was bowling absolute beamers at me. Like this ball, I could not see. I was having trouble with it. Anyway, he goes out to a garage sale one day and he brings back an old 15-year-old cricket helmet. And he goes, put this on. And he's just bowling absolute pace at me, like head-hunting, bounces, really try to rough me up. Very similar to the courage game, which we know.
Which one's the courage
game? The footy courage game he played with me.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we just bombed the balls in.
Threw the ball high up in the end, run at you and yell. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's that's my dad's story.
I miss your dad. All right, we have a crazy dad story ready to go. Cale Calderwood.
Calderwood.
With a good crazy dad story.
Hello?
Cale.
How are ya? You?
I may just fall over, did you?
You're right there, mate.
Yeah, just mopping the floors, mate. Sorry about that.
No worries, good. Mate. Someone's got to do it. Sweep the sheds, am I right?
Yeah, that's it, brother.
Mate, it's Dylan Dan here, by the way, if you haven't picked it up from List Cloggers P2L.
Yeah, no, I figured as much.
How are you, my boy? What's happening?
Oh, not much, mate. Just got home from work. I'm in Perth, so a few hours behind. So still in the chores, mate. Waiting for your call.
Lovely, lovely. Anything else that's happened today that before we get into it? Do you have a good day?
Oh, not too much, mate. Pretty standard. Looking after the missus.
It's not all business, mate. Love to build a relationship here as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, mate. Yeah, no, just looking after the missus, mate. She just broke her wrist playing footy, so she's a bit worse for wear.
Was she trying to do some fend-offs, was she? Wasn't there a little Dustin Martin type?
She actually was, yeah. Trying to fend off two chicks and then just got sideswiped.
Well, it wasn't her scaphoid, was it?
Sounds like me at Love Nightclub in the Gold Coast.
You don't have to laugh at that, shit. Was it a scaphoid by any chance? I've actually broken that one too, so I've always got
it actually
tips.
Was, yeah, I believe.
I thought as much.
You've done that.
As you would say, I thought as much because I've actually done that. Yeah, I've done that as well. When I
surgery.
Actually, no, funnily enough, Cale, it was actually the game when I played with Juddy and I got the votes.
The corrupt game.
The corrupt game. That was the corrupt game that I played in.
The corrupt game, right.
Broke my wrist.
Rings a bell.
Yeah, broke my wrist in four places, played it out, still got best on. Anyway, hey, mate, crazy dad stories. You got one for us?
I do, yeah. Back when we were playing 14s, we had one of the dads was one of the boys' dads was the coaches. Real sort of hard case competitive man. Any injury you sort of had, he sort of considered just to be soft. Playing a game one time and my mate's gone up for a mark, and as he's sort of gone for the ball, he's fractured his wrist. Started making his way towards the bench and then got a spray from the coach to go back out there and stop being soft because his son was actually coming off for a spell, the coach's son.
Oh, no.
So he sent him back out there and then literally the next contest he's gone up for a mark and just fully broken his wrist now. And then started making his way back towards the bench and the coach has actually pulled on another guy who just tore his hammy because his son was still having a spell and was too tired to go back on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He actually gave us the spray after the game as well about how we're too soft and we need to be tougher if we're going to win games of footy.
By any chance, well, Cal, was this one of those sort of setups where the coach was giving his son the best and fairest every year?
A little bit, yeah. His son wasn't too great, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think
he sort of
gave a bit of extra.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, God. A bit of a life lesson there. Just don't break bones sort of thing. Be tougher, apparently.
Yeah, they're just soft. Soft injuries, those ones.
That is absolutely fantastic. Cale, we absolutely love that, mate. We appreciate your time. And keep shouting out to all the crazy dads out there, guys. Remember, and big love to the partner as well, mate. Hopefully that scaphoid's okay. Make sure it's elevated. Make sure it's wrapped. Make sure that, you know, it's actually a small bone from memory, but it takes a long time to heal because not much blood flow goes to it, if I'm correct on that one.
Right. Yep, will do, boys.
Okay.
Cheers.
Does not care at all.
Well, you know, that's free medical advice there, just in case. It does not much blood flow goes
I'll
to the...
I'll make sure to write it down.
It's actually, funnily enough, Cale, similar to the navicular.
All right, Cale, thanks, mate. Appreciate your story. Yep. It's been really good, mate. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Cale. Thanks so much,
cheers,
mate.
Boys. Cheers for the call.
See you later.
See you, mate. Bye.
Great very story good. From Cale. Well, that actually remembered, I remembered how intelligent I am when it comes to bones. Like, I know a lot about bones.
Do you?
Yeah, with blood flow. The scaphoid is a slow recovering bone.
Yeah. This is a good podcast chat, this one. Awesome.
We're going to start wrapping it up. Sam's giving us a wrap-up.
Sam, let's wrap it up. So
I'm just going to quickly just look up the scaphoid blood supply. Look at this. I'm just looking it up now. It says scaphoid blood supply. What does the blood flow of a scaphoid? The major blood supply to a scaphoid is from the radial...
Well done, guys. That's the stuff you came for about the radial and the scaphoid.
Before we finish up, down a couple more segments, Piss Ants Anonymous.
Hello, am I a piss ant?
How many do you do? Said my anonymous mate has to lie down on the floor when he adds when he has a blood test.
Yeah, I know people like that.
I get very faint on the blood.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't like seeing go out.
So is that a piss ant?
That's a piss ant. That's
a
piss ant.
But a passionate one.
Yeah.
Jonty Thethawan. Neck pillows on domestic flights.
Hate it.
I like them.
Just traveling, kink your neck up. absolutely go to town on your neck for 16 hours.
I've got a bad neck, so I'm definitely big on those. Sam, I reckon I travelled with one all through Europe attached to my bag as well the whole time.
So bad.
Yeah, we both got one.
We both got one.
Oh, I sucked in.
Aspla. I shake the petrol hose like I'm at the funeral to get the last 3 cents out of it. Am I a piss head? You do that.
I do that.
You do?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to shake. You need to get all that petrol out. You can't let it run.
Oh, I'm a diesel man myself, but yes.
No, it's...
Caleb Latter. My anonymous dad turns off the football at quarter time if his team isn't up by 5 goals.
Nah,
is he
on.
A piss head?
Play on. Done it a few times this year. Play on, mate. Let your old man go. Let him have it.
Oh, let him have absolutely it. Love that. Alrighty, and last but not least, guys, priority pick.
You're now listening to Priority Pick.
All right, last week I think I talked about the book, the novel that I've written. The book?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, during my book.
Do you want to go again with that?
Yeah.
What's your favourite page?
All of it.
Just give us a page, though. That's your favourite.
Well, I don't have it in front of me with a fucking number of it, so, but there's some great chapters in there.
Okay.
Some great chapters.
So go and get that.
Yes, go and get that. That's called Honest Chat. It's available now for pre-order. Check it out, Honest Chat. Profanic Volumbe, really.
And my book's also available.
No, you haven't got a book
yet. It's called A More Honest Chat. It's a direct competitor to your book.
No, yours is called A Truthful Chat.
Mine's called The Truth Feels Good. The truth's with the feeling of feeling good.
This week, okay, no one's going to like, I feel like I'm going to get a bit hate for this one, but I'm genuinely serious. I've been listening back to an album lately, a music album, which I grew up on and has brought back so many nostalgic memories for me. It's Lupe Fiasco's album, Food and Liquor.
Man.
Do you like Lupe?
Tell you what, man, I like Lupe, but I'm just really into like UK drill rap at the moment.
Yeah, how good is it?
Fuck, what about man. Aussie? I think I found it.
What about Dave?
I found
she
Central C.
She don't listen to UK rap.
Central C. Man ting.
Man don't listen to, fam don't listen to UK rap.
Unless it's
Dave or Cinch.
I think I've found it before anyone else though.
UK drill, that's that song. It's absolutely sick. Man don't listen to UK rap. Unless it's Cinch and Dave.
But I've found it.
Dave and Cinch.
I even feel like I'm talking a bit like them. That's how much I love it.
Yeah,
well. But nah, bruv, don't shave me.
Mate, it's such
Do you know what that means?
Such a, yeah. What? I need that food, bruv.
Nah. What's your plot, fam?
What's your message?
I mean, me and Dan were trying to stitch you up by bringing up UK rap and thinking would get angry that Dan was bringing it up.
Oh, but okay. Nah, man, I'm pretty chill these days, man. I'm pretty chill these days. I'm pretty chill these days. Yeah, Lupe Fiasco, check that one out, Food and Liquor. But if you do want to listen to some UK...
So it's an album?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
A book and an album.
No, it's good. A book, my book as well, so that's a very good book.
2 weeks.
And it will be continued throughout the whole series. Mm. But check out that album. Also check out, if you do like your UK drill, Skepta, Stormzy, Dave, Cinch.
Cinch, like it.
Yeah, okay. LXX.
He's celebrating a point.
Check